how has he not been impeached? I mean, he's so far beyond Nixon at this point. I mean, Nixon, for fuck's sake. I mean, you know, even Clinton. Yeah, the guy got a blowjob in the fucking Oval Office. but yeah, Trump is absolutely outdone him on everything else.
It's funny, I don't believe this, but the game he's playing is almost like a perfect political game. It's just this, it's like this shock and awe of everything.
4D chess, I think.
Yes, but the thing is, I don't believe that. He's just an absolute nightmare.
I did not understand when I was in school, when I was being taught about the rise of the Nazis, how this could happen. It was incomprehensible to me how this could happen. Now, looking at this year, 2018, it's obvious how this fucking happened. Because you look at the number of people that are just still making money hand over fist on this shit. Like, the fact that InfoWars is still a thing and popular and making money is incredible, given how offensively awful their shit is.
It's not even InfoWars, though. And people have done this in America. They're calling out all the major news networks, even the ones he's attacking. They helped his rise by promoting him because, like, it was headline-grabbing stuff. Look at what he's doing. Isn't it so ridiculous? They're making more advertising money. And it just kind of goes on and on.
It's the same thing with BBC and Nigel Farage.
Yeah, exactly.
Their love affair with UKIP. I think they've now realised was a huge fucking mistake. But at the time, they were just like, it's good TV ratings.
Yeah, I just want boring, grey-haired bureaucrats in charge of my politics. I don't want all these characters. I've had enough of them.
At the moment with politics, you've got so many simpletons in charge. It's like morons are looking at politics and going, I could do that. And that's why you get like Boris Johnson fans and Nigel Farage fans and Donald Trump fans, because it's a green light for idiots to get involved in something that they should have no business getting involved in. You know, the thing is, I consider myself to be quite stupid. I don't have all the answers. I really don't know what I'm doing. And I'm not in a political party. And yet these are the guys that are out there that are absolute fucking thick as pig shit. But they must be looking, going, well, if you can be as thick as Donald Trump and be president, then what's to stop me? Ross Thompson, I think, is a fucking marvel that guy is getting paid to be a politician.
Paid well. You don't want to attack personal appearance, but that gormless grin he's got, you just want to smack it. Oh, he's a nightmare.
It does make me believe that the Tory party may eventually die, because if those are the people that are going to inherit it, there's no fucking way that's going to last. I mean, the SNP crop, you know, okay, they lost a lot of good people at the last election, but at least you can kind of look around that party and go, oh yeah, there's enough young people in here that seem to know what the fuck they're doing. This party will have a future. You don't think you can fucking say that about the Tories at all now.
These lot just kind of snuck in because they got a councillor gig, and basically off the back of the anti-SNP vote or unionist vote, they've managed to win a few seats. They've just kind of snuck in. Which you could argue is the same for some of the SNP MPs, but they seem to have risen more to the professionalism of it, I would say.
I think like the SNP lineup now, although they lost some people at the last election, I do think it's comparatively in politics, they're very good. Comparatively.
I wouldn't mind the Tories as much if the Scottish Tories actually represented where they were from in Scotland, but they just fall in line with the British party. Like, they don't really care about their constituency. I'm always amazed when I meet a Scottish Tory. I'm just, especially if they're rich and upper class, I'm like, okay, I kind of get it from that point of view. But if they're not, I still don't understand where they're coming from. It's bewildering to me.
They did go through a phase, the Tories, where they tried to market themselves as like the party that was for like the working person of the country, the real working class party. That was their big thing, to try and suck up some of those UKIP voters and some Labour people. It's fucking insane that anyone could be so stupid as to believe that. The one thing I quite enjoyed recently with Trump was, as I said, I didn't enjoy what I was seeing, but the right-wing Alex Jones types, that I've really made their name off being this anti-establishment, like, we're anti-fascist, we're anti-this. Them trying to struggle to justify putting children in cages as if to say, like, we're going to overthrow this tyrannical government that's going to treat human beings like shit. But here's why putting a child in a cage with 20 other kids is absolutely fine. That fucking blew my mind.
Yeah, they had all these conspiracy theories about FEMA camps and all this.
But
the
there it is.
It's like, well, that is exactly what's happening right in front of your eyes now. What are you doing about it?
And they're all denying it, going, oh, this is fine. It's all right when it happens to Mexicans. You're like, what the fuck are you on about? It's like, it's going to be like Nazi Germany when Obama gets in. Going like, Obama didn't fucking do that. Your guy did, you stupid pricks.
Yeah, when you read that stuff, you are actually going, oh, okay, they are actually sliding into fascism. Yeah. It's not like a jokey tweet. It's like they're becoming a fascist country.
I think it's almost that's what's more shocking. It's not as much as obviously it is horrendous that, you know, you've got like 20 kids at a time being packed into a metal cage. That is disgusting. But that is shocking on that level. What I think is even more shocking is the fact that there's so many Americans that are going, that's fine. That's fucking frightening, because that's what you actually see. This is how Hitler fucking did it. Because the number of folk out there like this that are just like, ah, it's alright. It won't happen to us. You know, it's crazy that these are the kind of people that if their neighbours just vanished overnight, they'd be like, ah, oh, it's alright. Don't worry about it.
Definitely, you know? Significantly worse than it was before, you know, and the fact that they are separating these kids out. Mm-hmm. But having said that, they were still putting them in a camp before that, you know, throughout Obama's time, whatever. You know, they were with their parents, but it's not really that much better. It's like marginally better.
Yeah.
And even at that, like we do that. We lock up, you know, refugees, and even just our immigration policy, letting people live in horrible circumstances abroad and not letting them come for a better life. You know, those kids are dying of like malaria and like totally curable, treatable diseases, and we're just letting that happen.
Where you're born is a complete luck of the draw anyway. And I would always say that if you've got the guts to get on a fucking raft and try and cross the ocean to get here, like, you fucking deserve it. Because I did nothing. I got all this shit for free. You know, you fucking earned it. You worked for this stuff. Oh, they don't want to work. Really? You know, would you have the balls to fucking do what they did? Now, you could argue it might be more guts than brains, as it were, because it's a fairly stupid, suicidal, borderline suicidal thing to attempt. But still, you know, fucking hell, if you wanted to do that, you know, to get away from where you're at, like, the least you could do is open your fucking door. You know?
There seems to be a complete lack of empathy in the modern world. They say, oh, they come here illegally and on a raft, but it's like, I'm not a parent, but I can imagine, like, you must be completely desperate if you're going to go in a dodgy raft to cross the Mediterranean with your young children. Like, you're not going to do that to go and, like, oh, I'm going to go steal a job and exploit their system.
So our approach is very much like, yeah, fucking come on in, you've earned it, whatever else, open doors. The alternative seems to be send them back where they came from and do business deals with the governments that make them suffer. And that's fucking insane to me. It's like, so we're going to do all these business deals with these governments to benefit ourselves and to benefit that government and make more money, knowing that these people are living like shit and would risk that to get here. And it's fucking mental the way that we're just like, no, that makes sense. That's the way things are done. You're like, what are you on about? You know,
especially America. America has ridiculous amounts of wealth. It's just all concentrated in that the top bracket. So they pit everyone else against each other when there is enough money to go around.
And what you tend to find as well, when we're pitted against each other, the foreigners tend to do better than us half the time because they're willing to fucking work.
I was going
to
say, if you fucking survive a raft crossing in the Med where you're going to get killed in your own country, of course you're going to take any job you can get and like work as well as you can, you know?
That's the problem we've got, because Brexit's not going to work because we're too fucking lazy to do it. Because it's a lot about the fruit pickers. Now, admittedly, we'll probably come up with a fucking machine in a few years that will do that automatically anyway. But at the same time, these kids are going to fucking do that. I know, I can remember being 16, and if someone told me, you know what you want to do, Chris, be a fruit picker, I'd told you to fuck off. Nowadays, the older me would go back in time and say, fucking humble yourself, you little shit. You know, do what you have to do. But no. Because the thing is, we're raised to be arrogant. We're raised to think we're better. We have to achieve this. You have to have status in society. So you can't have it both ways. You can't tell a generation where, like, unless you're a lawyer, you're a fucking failure. And then also tell them, but we need fruit pickers. It doesn't work like that. It only works like that if you're going to bring in the foreign labour to cover for it.
Well, I think it was 2 years ago. It was around the before the EU vote. The BBC News went to, like, outside a job centre in Bradford or, you know, some English shithole, let's be honest. And they were asking them, why are you voting for Brexit? And they were like, oh, jobs, blah, 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 immigrants. And they're like, well, like 90% of the jobs here is just like fruit pickers or, you know, cleaners. Would you do that? No.
Yep.
And like, maybe they feel entitled to some sort of office work or blah blah blah, but it's like, well, if you're not going to do those jobs, then why are you so against people coming in and doing it?
You know, you get people that will say, like, oh, I work in Pizza Hut, and it's always a kind of ashamed, like, don't, oh shit, don't judge me, you know, I'm 32 and I work in Pizza Hut, and I'm going, there's nothing wrong with that. But that's how you're raised to think, that that's somebody, you're an embarrassment if you're doing that in your 30s, going, why? You can make good money, go up to manager, start running the place. And I don't understand why that's come in. But I think that's the problem with the baby boomer generation. They get annoyed, like, oh, these young kids aren't wanting to go out there and work. But they also shame them unless they're doing a job that they deem to be a certain level of status. And I don't agree with that at all. There's nothing wrong with working in a customer service job. You might hate it, rightly. I did for a couple of years, and it fucking sucks. There's nothing shameful about it. You're still making the effort to go out there and do it. And these are the people that never get the fucking pat on the back for doing it. They're the kind of folk, people go into a restaurant, treat them like crap, and then whinge about, how come no one wants to do that fucking job? Because of you, you fucking arsehole, making it so fucking difficult.
It's always people that have never worked in retail or a service job that treat the staff like shit. If you've ever worked that job, you're really nice because you know what it's like.
One of my theories of why I ended up in the military was I did customer service for 2 years, and that will make you want to kill people.
It's always middle-aged, middle-class people that are the worst. Incredibly rude.
I went to school with a guy. I got on with him all right at school. He's a bit of a weird guy, and he was really good at drawing. And I kind of, at the time, I was kind of looking for an artist to do some ideas with. And went for a couple of drinks in the pub. Seemed all right, but this was about our early 20s, where I think he'd just come out of uni. And from what I could gather, he had stayed at home the whole time, never had a job, just stayed at home leeching off the parents. And I remember at some point in the conversation, just said to me, it's like, well, you know, I'm qualified, I'm entitled to a job now. You know, and he just thought, I think it was some bollocks, like, was it philosophy or something like this he'd done, as if there's a great demand for fucking philosophers in the 21st century. But he just thought he was entitled to that level of stuff and everything was beneath him. Never talked to him again after that. I was just like, fucking get out.
Is it really all his fault, though, if that's what he's been fed?
Well, not to defend him, because I still think it's a terrible action to take.
Not really defending him, he sounds annoying.
Aye, but that's what I was trying to get to there was the fact that I think his parents had okayed that, as if that they, you know, it would be shameful for, you know, their son to be embarrassed by lowering himself to, you know, earning some fucking cash.
Society has not managed people's expectations very well.
They need to either acknowledge that school is a jumping off point to go to uni, or it's a way to get employed, because it's not set up like that at the moment. It's like, they're trying to tell you, oh, we'll educate you for work, but they don't. They educate you for uni. And the thing about unis is, as much as we get grants for it, it's still a private business. So some idiot can go on, here's a degree in philosophy mixed with art and design, and, you know, something that's never going to get you any fucking work ever. And some guy comes up with this course, makes a boatload of cash on it, and we all sign up to it because we're numpties with this idealistic view of the world. Oh, I'm going to be this big thing in the media business after this. Here's your cash via the government. The guy makes money, we get nothing out of it.
Most of the degrees are a racket. There's a few proper vocational ones, like medicine's always going to be kind of vocational, engineering. But even the ones even related to science, it's like, you don't really need to pay that amount of money to do the degree. You can, if you need to know so much of this knowledge, you can actually learn it on the internet. You're paying someone a fortune for a bit of paper that says you went and did it there.
What blows my mind about it is the way that all the courses last the same length of time, more or less. So, like, when I was a flight operations assistant, and our training course for that was like 4 months, then you learnt it on the job afterwards. But every training in the RAF was a different length of time. So engineers would have to do this for months and months and months, go back after years, keep training. So it depended on what your job was the length of training time. What's very weird to me about university is if you do something like travel and tourism, it takes the same length of time as like a qualification in something like law, for example. Surely the travel and tourism people can be given the basics and sent out on their own to do that. But we don't. And that's why it's a racket. Because it's not about the students, it's about the fuckers making the money off of the students. That's all it is. And we hold this up like, we've got free education in this country. We don't. It's still a money-making racket. It just goes via the government. They're in on it. That's the only difference.
Well, like, I ended up doing... I did history at uni, which I wish I didn't, because I could have done something proper. But I remember I nearly get thrown out because the first 2 years I just didn't do any work because I turned up and was like, this is a load of shit. It was basically, they gave us an A4 bit of paper. My first 2 years was like, go and read all these books in the library. And I was like, fuck that. I was just like, nah. So eventually I didn't do very well because I didn't turn up. And they were like, oh, well, we have to throw you out there. And I went, well, shit, really?
That happens, fuck.
But to be fair, like, the last 2 years you were actually doing something. Like, you'd actually go and have a seminar and do proper discussions. Whereas, yeah, the first 2 years is like, why am I even here?
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're in England paying $9,000 a year, it's like, what is the point of this?
Yeah, I mean, you've been taken for a fucking ride. Exactly, for that money. Yeah. It's a joke. But that's, I mean, it's like, if you know the skills you need to get work, and presumably the people that put the course together will know those skills as well, just give them that and pat them out. So if you can be fully trained in 6 months, why would you drag out for 4 fucking years? It's madness. But it is, it's because it's a money-making exercise for people that come up with these bullshit courses.
Especially a lot of the post-grad people, I think they'd be happy to say, here's $12,000, just give me your fucking bit of paper. I don't need to go through the pretend 2 years of study or whatever it is.
The thing that annoys me the most about education is the fact that the one thing that you need to survive in this world is confidence. And school is designed to fucking rip it from you. You know what I mean? Like, you'll turn up as like the happiest, most optimistic, confident, outgoing child. And within 5 years of secondary school, you hate yourself. You don't think you're going to go anywhere. Your ambitions are all dead. And like, the one life asset that education should absolutely give you is self-esteem and confidence. Because you look at the amount of people that are morons in the world that are doing great because they're confident. It's true. Look at the guy who's in the fucking White House right now. You know, he's an idiot, but he's confident. And you think that's much more important than fucking knowledge is a lot of the time, you know, in terms of survival on the planet. But that's the one thing that they don't do.
Yeah, education system's weird. I think we just accept it kind of the way it is because it has been that way for so long. We don't really... It's hard to take yourself out of it. It's a bit like someone saying that, telling you that Santa doesn't exist when you're a kid. You know, it just like blows your mind. You know, when you're in a thing and you've lived it and it's been your existence and everyone else that you know has lived that, it's hard to really... not do it. You know, it's such a weird thing. If you said, I'm not going to go to university, or, you know, I'm going to teach my kids at home instead of sending them to school, it just like seems like this mind-blowingly weird thing to do. But I think it probably is more natural to do things in different ways. You know, one size doesn't fit all. I think we're just trying to fit everyone into this neat little box of this process you need to go on, this kind of sausage factory of education, where it's just producing kind of, you know, automatons at the end of it.
I mean, it probably made sense pre-internet because, you know, that was the place you went to learn. University, you would go to the library. That was where, you know, the actual knowledge was. But you can learn anything now.
I think as well, the other part, important part about that is that that's what university was originally for. It was to acquire advanced knowledge. Its purpose is not to make you employable. It was like, I want to learn history, right? That's not it's not a trade, necessarily. It's something you want to be informed to learn more. Whereas I think one thing that I don't like the way that the school system, it's not just under the SNP, it's back when Labour did it too, it is totally geared towards this idea that you go to uni and everything will just be great. And like, there's no understanding that a lot of the courses that they offer they're not trade skill based. So I'm a very big advocate for, like, you know, apprenticeships, college courses. But I remember when I was at school distinctly telling them, I do not want to go to uni. And it was like them going like, well, we don't know what to do, because that was what they were taught. The ambition was to get the kids, you had fifth and sixth year, get all your hires and you got to uni. That was the target, that was what they wanted. And for anyone like me, that was like, oh, I hate classrooms, so what's your fucking answer now? There was nothing, absolutely nothing at all. Looking back, what I should have done is probably leave school possibly as early as 14 or 15 and do everything through college. That's my regret now, because back then it was the rounded education was in place, where basically, rather than going like, well, I know what I'm good at, I knew that from when I was like fucking 8 years old, I knew kind of I can do words really well, I can do this, I can do that, this is what I should go and do. But they wanted to fucking take that away from you and level you out to force me to do things like economics, which I cannot do at all, because I thought it was nonsense.
It's interesting how it's the society kind of puts these pressures on people, because when I went to Australia, they never really had much of a recession and their economy was still quite vibrant. The idea of a tradie, that's what they call tradies, like, you know, electrician, plumber, that's seen as like, it's like a really viable, excellent career choice, and they make a lot of money and it's, you know, salt of the earth work. Whereas even still in the UK, it's still, even now, is still kind of seen as like blue collar work.
Yeah.
Only the school failures go that route. Whereas looking back on it, I was always kind of academic focused, but if someone went to me, here, listen, you could be a plumber, then you could start your own business.
Yeah.
By the time you're 30, you could be loaded, and you'd be like, oh, maybe I want to do that, actually, you know?
I've always got more respect for people that do that kind of work. Like, because I love the way that a lot of people that go, is like, these young kids, they don't do any work. But you look at middle managers are just going, what do you do? Yeah. Like, everywhere you work, you always see that guy. You're going, like, you're getting paid all this money. And I don't mind getting paid hardly anything to Sky. That's fine. But when you're earning that level of salary, it's like, Jesus, man. You know, but yeah, I've always... The thing is, well, if someone says to me in the pub, I'm an electrician, I can get a conversation out of that. And I always find it so difficult where you get those weird, obscure middle management jobs and you're like, what? What do you do?
Used to be pen pusher. That was the derogatory term. But then I was like, no one's used a pen for about 20 years. But I ask myself that about my job all the time. It's like, what am I doing here? What skill do I actually have?
There's like some technical aspects to what I do which will save it. But in the long run, an AI robot will do what I do comfortably in the next 10, 15 years.
I can't wait.
Once Google Sheets gets a fucking interactive voice control on it, I'm fucked. Like, because my office is going to Google, and like all that stuff already is having this interactive AI component to it.
I can only see a benefit to robots taking our jobs. Either I'll be killed off because I'm no use, which is fine, or I'll get to live in the utopia where I don't have to have a job. So it's win-win, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a dream. I think we just all need to own the robots and become the capitalists, and the robots will be our slaves. That's the future I dream about.
The guys that I know that I've done the best at school, at least, you know, who I used to hang about with, are the guys that have done computing. If you can program and stuff like that, they're doing really well. And they'll last, because that's going to be a skill regardless, until the robots can program themselves.
They will, but a lot of them might need to retrain themselves into the programming geared towards the automation.
Yeah.
Because there will come a point where AI can do a lot of the programming that they do better than the programmers.
Aye.
Is that when you read into it, your brain starts to hurt because you're like, where are we going? Like,
but that's where, like, my sort of dad's generation are always talking about, like, you know, the immigrants taking the jobs. You guys have no idea what's around the corner. Because seeing the fucking Poland, they'll have the robots too. And their jobs will be going to the fucking robots, seeing what is. The only thing I will take back is my belief in self-driving cars, because they've killed, like, fuck, what's the death toll now? They keep hitting people. I want one that fucking went on fire spontaneously a while back as well.
Aye, but when they hit the people, it turns out that it's the person's fault. Like, so if a driver was driving the car, the person still would have got hit.
Aye, but not as quickly. Because I think what happened in the example I read was the car fully confidently ran over the person, whereas you probably go, oh shit, and you'd hit the brake, was that just kept going?
It's like, nah, it's a plastic bag, I'm just driving through this.
And then only after impact went, I think I've hit something, you know.
I'm willing to take that risk if it means I can go out bevying. Right. My car will drive me home itself.
There's bound to be a few kind of glitches till we get it right.
I love the way, though, the question of who do you sue if you get hit by one? Because do you sue, like, the manufacturer of the car, the satellite navigation system? Like, who do you actually put the blame on? Because nowadays, it's just between drivers, it's a human thing. Whereas in the future, like, how does that fucking work?
Would it just be factored into insurance, maybe?
Yeah, but again, like, how does that... I don't even begin to understand how that operates, you know, because if you think of all the different components that might get made by multiple different manufacturers. So if the sensors fail on it, is that the responsibility of the actual car manufacturer? Like, you know, because I'm sure Honda get their parts from loads of different places. So it's a fucking minefield where that's all going to end up. Yeah. I think trucking will probably take off. I think auto-driving trucks, I can see... The logistics industry will be fucking revolutionised with that shit.
Especially in America, where it is pretty much straight roads.
Yeah.
And I think there's something like 80% of American states, the biggest job is a truck driver.
Yeah, that's right. It's so amazing, isn't it?
It's going to have an unbelievable effect on the whole country if they all get automated.
It's kind of mental how they complain about immigration, yet they have these huge stretches of land where just nothing's there. No, it's like, maybe you could build some houses, more cities, you know, in between, so the driver would be sat there for 6 hours in a desert. He could be going through towns and places.
Even, to be honest, Scotland is mostly empty if you think about it. We've actually got quite a big landmass for only like 5.3 million people.
I think we should convert the Highlands into like a huge refugee camp, because develop over time, become its own little city. I'd be well up for that. There's no way you can say this country, given its fucking, you know, land to people ratio, is overpopulated. It's just that we haven't built any more fucking houses yet.
Yeah, people say we're full.
I know.
It's like, have you ever been to Scotland?
So I could go 5 minutes up the road and it's just barren fields for fucking miles. Well, no, so, you know?
Yeah,
and I'm in the middle of fucking Glasgow.
You drive 20 minutes north and you're basically driving in wilderness until, what, Fort William and then Inverness.
Exactly.
There's nothing. Yeah.
They're just going, oh, we're full, can't it's take like, anymore.
I think it's like less than 1% of the land mass is built on.
It goes to show that if you are like the EDL or something like that, how out of your way you'd have to go to never leave your hometown to have that worldview. Do you know what I mean? Like, literally a 2-minute car ride up the road would just blow that argument apart for me. But down south, it's the same way. I'm sure if you go outside these tiny little villages or these cities, you're immediately in this open countryside. Ah, oh, but we're full.
We should do it. A new city in the Highlands.
Yeah. Well, we'd start off as being like a camp, but then in the same way that every town, you know, and city in the world has started from that base level of like, you know, kind of Frontierville, and it builds up.
What they need to do is give me
multicultural world
an island like Mull or something. I'll turn it into a libertarian city state like Hong Kong. It'll just be like this huge metropolis.
It's like Escape from New York.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of walled off area the libertarians can go live in. I think that's what that would massively benefit humanity. There should be a place where like all the angry young men can go, and it's like the fucking Purge. And you just fly in there, do your shit, and that's it. We agree that's where all that crap goes down. It'd be so healthy for the world. You know.
This is it. All your libertarians, like, you're the ones that would die first if there was ever like not so much here in America. You look at them, you're like, you would be the first to get killed. Are you kidding?
Aye.
Have you heard of seasteading?
No.
So this is an idea. It's kind of like, well, it's quite hard to do a city state because all the land mass is kind of, everyone's got dibs on it, you know. So what are you supposed to do if you want to start a new country or whatever? So these guys have got this idea to do it in the sea, to just start a new country on the sea. So, yeah, they're quite advanced in terms of, like, the ideas now. Like, it looks like it will probably well happen at some point. They're still trying to get money together and stuff. But there's a lot of people interested in it, just in terms of, you know, trying out different things, jurisdictions of law. And
Are they reclaiming land, or is it going to be, like, a floating?
Well, there's a few different ideas. I think one is, like, going to be, like, inside, the, like, an atoll somewhere.
It would either be humanity at its best or absolute worst.
Yeah. But they wouldn't have law. They've got, like, you know, we want to try out different ideas of ways of doing society, you know? Right. It'd be interesting, like, just as an experiment. You could have a wee communist bit, you could have a wee...
Well, that's my theory on how it's all going to end up, that eventually, especially when you put space travel into it, that is exactly what will happen. They're like, oh, like, there'll be Christian world, and there'll be Muslim world, and they'll just go to their own little bits, and I'll have a big mix-up bit where we're all brown and we're having sex all the time. It'd be great. Eventually fuck our way out of all these problems, because the more we just realise the more we have in common, the better things will be. It's human nature. All this shit that we'll look back on now, it'll bewilder people in the future.
Yeah,
I think that there'll be a generation that will eventually look back and be totally confused by the idea of like male and female toilets even existing. That will blow their fucking mind. Never mind all the stuff we've got going on with, you know, kind of racist issues and so forth. Do you remember that bit in human's history when we're all different colours?
I think we'll all become like cyborg robots uploaded to clouds.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm up for that. I'd like to upload my brain.
Get out of our meat bodies.
These useless meat sacks we're having to carry around all day.
Always breaking down.